Up next, a discussion with David Mullins, WFSU's general manager and host of Tally Benchwarmers, with an excerpt from our sports podcast. Hello, David.
Hey, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm okay today.
Yeah, are you doing better after that loss that Florida State experienced this past weekend? It was pretty devastating, honestly, to watch.
I am doing better today. I'm a few days removed from the... Really, it was a huge upset. FSU was a 7-point favorite going into the game, but we knew that Virginia had a high-power offense, and they showed it, right?
Yep, they absolutely did. I mean, and being fair, we took them to the very end. We fought until the bitter end, double overtime.
It was truly the last play of the game that ended the game, and there were, about 5,000 students ready just to rush the field, and they did, probably before the players had a chance to even begin to get up off the field. It was crazy.
Yeah, I believe on this week's episode of Tally Benchwarmers, which we'll get into, it was you or Eric that said that their 12th man really showed up on the field this past game.
Yeah, the 12th man, obviously the reference to the crowd at a football game or any sporting event, but yeah, the crowd, and particularly on that overtime, that second overtime when FSU was facing going into the end zone where the student section was, that just made for a wild finish to that game. If you were an objective observer to football, and obviously for those of us here in Tallahassee, most of us that are FSU fans, we're not objective, but a fantastic football game. Yeah,
it was. It was a good football game.
Mm-hmm. Tally Benchwarmers.
But let's talk about Tally Benchwarmers.
Of course,
So, David, for the members of our radio audience that might not know, can you tell us what is Tally Benchwarmers?
Tally Benchwarmers is a weekly sports podcast that we began here at WFSU last football season, the football season of 2024. It was my idea. I came up with it. And I said, hey, guys, why don't we do a sports podcast? And I guess maybe since I'm the boss, everybody said, okay, sure, let's try it. But
is a fantastic idea, David. Let me just get that out of the way and say it was one of the best ideas I think I've ever personally heard.
Oh, my God.
And
really?
I still think about how good of an idea it was to this day.
The check's in the mail, Jason.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll keep an eye out.
But it's a sports podcast where we try to just approach talking about what just may have happened the weekend before, what's coming up for both FSU and FAMU sports. And we talk about college sports in general, maybe pro sports, but it's just from the average Joe on, we're not necessarily couch potatoes. We're maybe Monday morning quarterbacks, but myself, Eric Carter, we've had other folks from the staff here at WFSU who love sports, and we just kind of sit around for a half hour or so
you guys are having the water cooler talk.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah, and so it's right now mostly you and Eric, but we have had a kind of rotating roster.
We have
on the bench, which is fantastic. Just to hear all the voices from WFSU and how passionate they are about local sports.
Mm-hmm.
So, what can people look forward to this season on Tally Benchwarmers?
Well, we hope that the folks who are FSU fans can look forward to us talking about maybe 6 or 7 or at least more wins of this season, maybe more than that. But, we have fun. When we lose, we own up to it for ourselves. When we win, we celebrate it. But during football season, we'll talk about what's upcoming for this week that we're recording this, that's the Miami game coming into town. Miami's coming in for the big nationally televised Saturday night game. But it's not just those big games. We'll be around for all sports. And, as we pivot into basketball season, and then soccer's always around, right? Baseball, softball. So we'll be around for hopefully through next summer, and then maybe give ourselves a break like we did this year. We gave ourselves a break for a few weeks and then came back with football.
Absolutely. And so you mentioned the Miami game that's coming up this weekend. You and Eric previewed that game on this past week's episode, and I believe we're about to hear a piece of that.
Yeah, I think we've got dynamic insight into that, what's going to happen as our prediction for Saturday night. The other team that is not, I guess, maybe not surprising everybody, but Vanderbilt.
Yes.
You know, with their continued wins, it jumped to 16, and because of that game and the Alabama game, game day is not happening here. But Vandy, you know, really solid.
They've been building a program quietly.
But the one thing we want to ponder, I think, right now is.
That war chant
makes my it just makes me kind of, I'm kind of rotating in my chair right now, folks. So we do have, even coming off the loss, our Seminoles have a big game coming up.
Yes, indeed.
Saturday night, it's gonna be game day here.
Yes.
We knew that they had announced game day on ESPN last weekend. Everything was, we were all set. We were ready.
Yes.
And then, of course, the loss on Friday, and then that upset over Georgia, and the fact that I've got a friend here that that went to Vanderbilt, and I think graduated from Vanderbilt, and I told her, I said, man, you guys stole our game day because of your victory. You know, now they're going to Tuscaloosa. But anyway,
yeah.
Saturday, even with that game day here, Saturday is going to be an exciting day in Tallahassee.
Doak at the dark.
Yeah.
Under the lights,
7:30. I'm ESPN. Guessing that's going to be the prime ESPN game.
Yes.
As well it should.
Yes.
Yeah. Because, I mean, even though you don't, it's not considered game day worthy, Miami,
it's FSU, a rivalry.
It's a rivalry, and yeah, Miami is Miami dropped a third now. They were second. Now they dropped the third.
But they were off last week.
Yeah, and that Oregon, that big Oregon victory,
absolutely,
is what jumped them to number two. But yeah, it's going to be electric. Love it. Yeah.
Now, me being a realist,
uh-huh.
We beat Miami. I don't want it to catapult us into the top 10.
It will, though.
I know, but I don't want it to catapult us into the top 10 because, like I said, deservingly, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
I don't think Miami is actually worthy of a top three seed.
Of a two or three?
Yeah. They beat Notre Dame, yes. They beat the Gators, yes. They beat USF.
But, yeah, so you could say looking at then the records of those two what you could consider big games. Yeah, Notre Dame actually, I guess now they're 2-2. They had a big win this weekend, but mm-hmm. but Notre Dame is not
the Notre Dame of old.
Well, unless you work for NBC, then probably they're back, they're national championship bound probably, but yeah. So you make a good point. And watching that Gator game, the Gator defense really
stymied them.
Yes, and so hopefully we can take a few lessons from that and release the dogs on Carson Beck and on their receivers.
Yes.
And, you know, let's see what happens.
Yes.
You can hear more of that conversation on our podcast, Tally Benchwarmers, available on all platforms.